Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the Angels Radio app. And keep in mind, Cactus League play for the Angels follows us right after the show, playing the Cleveland Guardians. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do appreciate you being out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. It is Women's History Month in March, and a local organization that's active in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., regarding her, has a month-long calendar of events. And there's something happening every day. And actually, a lot of the days, there's more than one event that's happening. But one that caught my eye is coming up a little later in the month. It is Friday, March 22nd at Casa Vega in Sherman Oaks. And it is an evening called Paella Mexicana, which is a joint venture between the second generation proprietor of Casa Vega, Christy Vega, and Sandra Cordero, who is no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show, with Gasolina Cafe and Shuntos under her belt. So Christy has not been with us for a while, and I wanted to welcome her back to the show to talk about this wonderful evening that is coming up. Christy, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning. It's so good to be here. I always love your show.
Christy, thank you. I love your enthusiasm, but I also love your restaurant. I love family-owned restaurants that endure. The story and the long road of Casa Vega is a wonderful one. And I'm so glad that you decided to preserve your father's legacy because, as we all agree, there are a lot easier ways these days, Christy, to make a living than being in the restaurant business. The Valley has its own vicissitudes and uniqueness to it. And, you really, you've kind of reinvented Casa Vega and you know, preserve that wonderful tradition that was there for all those years, but, you know, kind of brought it into the new era. So, I really congratulate you on doing that. Also, you're always a big part of the community. And let's start right there, if we can. Can you share with our listeners a little more, Christy, about what Regarding Her is and why it's important to you and Sandra?
Oh, yes. So Regarding Her is... it started as by nine women, and it was a group of an organization that would support female-owned restaurants. And that there's just quite a few of us. In all the restaurants in LA, 30,000. I think we started with 30 members, and then it grew and grew, and we actually opened up the organization to all women in hospitality. And because it's such a male-dominated patriarchal field, it's really important for the women to come together and support each other. It's also good to let Angelenos know which restaurants are owned by feisty little ladies. And it's a really good support group. We all help each other. We come to each other's aid. We do weekly meetings where we talk about things that are going on in our restaurants, how we can. I think the biggest tone of Regarding Her is that we are not competitors, that we are collaborators, and that we come together, we are friends, and we help each other. And so I think that's the best thing about Regarding Her. When it started in the pandemic, and I was one of the first members that these ladies gathered, and my father passed away, and the restaurant had been shut down by the second time by the government, and I was looking at bankruptcy. And I remember it being pretty much the worst point in my life. And the shining beacon in this was this new Regarding Her. And those ladies surrounded me. They did huge tributes to my father. And the next week we had the first Regarding Her Food Festival where I teamed up with Suzanne Track. And we broke the system with so many orders between Casa Vega and Jar. So that kind of shows the relationship. And Sandra Cordero and I, we are neighbors on the boulevard. Gasolina is this amazing Spanish cafe right down Ventura. And Sandra and I have been friends for years, and so it just made complete sense to bring these two flavors together for this year's festivals of the Spanish cuisine and the Mexican cuisine, and our friendship and love of each other and how we support and collaborate. And I hope that everyone will come to Costa Vega and have Sandra's amazing paella and her Spanish cuisine that she serves at Gasolinto and Chuntos, and also be able to experience the Mexican flavors and see how they're different. Sandra is going to be making a paella with carnitas and chorizo in addition to a seafood one. So we're really going to kind of mix it up, and I think it's going to be a fabulous event.
Now, just on the details of that, Christy, you're having seatings on Friday, March 22nd. There's seatings at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. How do people make reservations? And I believe this is going to be held on your lovely patio, which is a new addition to Casa Vega. And it is a design patio. I mean, I think it came out of the pandemic, but then you really did it right. So tell us a little more, if you will.
Yes, yeah, so the event, you can buy tickets on Casa Vega's Open Table page under Experiences, and it will be on our newly designed patio, which has amazing, big, beautiful olive trees and twinkle lights, and so we say it's dining and eating paella under the stars. I really put a good amount of thought and money into the patio because I wanted it to be a retreat and feel like it's a true experience there. So we're super excited about it, and we hope that everybody will buy tickets and come to this event. And we're going to be pouring female-founded Pink Pig tequila and Verde Mezcal made by a female mezcalera. And we're also going to be having live entertainment. And we're going to be providing take-home photos for the groups for everybody, for thanking them to coming out for our Regarding Her festival.
And Christy, it's very popularly priced. It's, you know, $75, and then, you know, of course, there's taxes. But, you know, for all of that paella and the libations that you're talking about, and given this is also a fundraiser, I think that's a very fair price. And I want our listeners to know that I have already bought my ticket, so I will be there.
I saw your name. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it's really going to be a four-course meal. The paellas are loaded with shrimp and chorizo and cotija, and there's just squid and prawns and a salsa matcha aloe. It's just going to be fantastic. So I hope that I don't think anyone will leave hungry. I think it's going to be a true fun experience.
And Christine, important thing to point out is you know, you're not a restaurateur who hides in her office, and that certainly is not Sandra Cordero either. So both of you are going to be very visible on the patio come Friday, March 22nd.
Absolutely. Sandra will be behind the paella pot, so you can watch her, and I will be at the bar shaking up cocktails. So we will both be there. I will be greeting the tables. We will be floating, and we hope that we can talk to everybody personally and thank them for supporting these two Valley restaurants that are female-owned.
Well, I love the fact that you know, refer to each other as the Valley Girls. That's definitely funny.
Yeah, it is. We are, and we love the Valley. You know, obviously my family's been there for 68 years. I can't imagine a better place to do business. I have such a huge love for the Valley. They made sure Costa Vega came back after the pandemic. They make sure that every day our seats are full. We may be famous on certain levels and, you know, the celebrity aspect, but true and true, we're just a neighborhood restaurant, and we're just a Valley neighborhood restaurant, and those are our people. So I'm super excited for this night.
Well, Christy, it is definitely a wide variety of regulars, and that is all in good fun. In our closing moments, once you really became the operational head of Casa Vega, you did a pretty serious evaluation of your bar program. And, you know, you were using a lot of mixers, things in bottles. Tell us how you brought that aspect of Casa Vega into the current thinking as far as libations are concerned, because the bottled mixers just don't work anymore.
No, they don't work anymore. And so about 10 years ago, I pretty much trashed our bar program, save the Casa Vega margarita that my grandfather created. But other than that, I just realized that, you know, we didn't want to be dated. With Casa Vega, I try and keep everything that made it famous but also polish up everything to keep it relevant. And the bar was where we were going to go. So now with the kitchen that's heavily involved in the bar, they prep all our juices. We squeeze all our fresh juices every morning, grapefruit juice, pineapple juice, lime juice even, orange juice. They make honey elixirs for different drinks. They make our jalapeno elixir for our spicy margaritas. We do our own salts, and it's something that the customers love. It has done us very, very well. I think that we serve the best cocktails on Ventura Boulevard, certainly the best margaritas, and it was the first glimmer of, I have a place in this restaurant, too, you know, that I can kind of improve this legacy of my family, and it was a game changer, and that's one of the things I also brought in all Mexican wines. So we have an all Mexican wine program, which Paella Night will be making a sangria made with Mexican wines, and it's something that I'm very proud of because I love my heritage. And with Casa Vega, my goal is to continue to make it better and better and polish and polish. And I'm actually going to be revamping the patio even more and making it into an interior courtyard with more of an awning and more overhead. So Casa Vega will continue to revolutionize in its own way, but carefully, painstakingly carefully, because I will never ruin it. But I will. My dedication and love for the restaurant is unending.
Christy, that comes across loud and clear. As we need to say goodbye, for the few people out there that might not know where in Sherman Oaks Casa Vega is, why don't you give us your address?
Yes, it's on the corner of Ventura and Fulton in Sherman Oaks at 13301 Ventura Boulevard. And we hope to see you soon. And you can find us on Instagram at Casa Vega Restaurant. And we also have CasaVega.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, second generation restaurateur Christy Vega, preserving the wonderful tradition of Casa Vega. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, as promised, Chef Andrew Gruhl, we're going to be talking about demand and surge pricing. Oh boy. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Back in a flash.